Nimmi Thomas is a second-year medical student at UT Health San Antonio. She's also an immigrant. She came to the U.S. from India when she was 10 years old. She attended a presentation by the Refugee and Immigrant Center for Education and Legal Services, or RIESIS, about immigrants' unique health concerns.
This is a community that I would be very privileged and honored to work in because as an immigrant myself, I understand I came from an immigration process that was much easier, and I had a sponsor and a family here who supported me through that, and some of these immigrant families don't have that.
RIESIS reached out to UT students at the Center for Humanities and Medical Ethics because, volunteer programs manager Giovanni Ordonez says, they want to form better partnerships with the medical community.
I think that's the next step as a community, is really seeing us have strong referral systems in place and resources that we can offer to undocumented families, mixed status families, undocumented children, and refugees, asylum seekers.
Second-year medical students Jordan McMaster and Olivia Lopez both say they left the presentation with better understandings of how they can help migrant families stay healthy, and they also say the event reminded them that being a good doctor involves more than just medicine.
It's not just about the physiology. It's not just about the anatomy. It's also about their social situation. It's about what they've got going on at home.
I think as doctors, we have to be aware of everything that's going on in a patient's life and about organizations like RIESIS who can potentially help them with things outside of our expertise.
Thomas says from her perspective as an immigrant and a medical student, all doctors should understand these things because it's likely all doctors will one day have to care for patients in similar circumstances.
I'm hopeful that myself and my colleagues understand that this is the side of medicine that we will probably see in our rotations and into our careers, and so understanding the legal and the social aspects just beyond just the medical aspects.
And that's just the kind of response RIESIS Youth Outreach Coordinator Cassidy Fritz was hoping for. She thinks it will ultimately make a big difference.
Being able to start these conversations about what the needs are is really important.
Fritz hopes that one day these students will not only become invaluable medical resources for underserved communities, but that they'll also help people in those communities overcome traditional barriers to accessing health care. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.